Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, November the 10th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I want to thank you for tuning in, of course, wherever you are, however you heard about this program. We're just so grateful. I'm just so grateful that you've made the determination to come tune into this broadcast tonight, as I said. However you found out, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it's just a blessing that you would tune in. And it's going to be a good show tonight, as it usually is here at the Miracle Man program. And I do want to say thank you for your service to all of you or veterans, whether you've served in the armed forces, whether you were deployed or not. Because maybe you were just in the armed forces, even National Guard, the Army, the Navy, the Marine, and maybe for whatever reason you weren't deployed. But thank you for serving whenever you served, however you've served. And also thank you to all of our police officers, our police veterans, and I know tough day to be a police officer in this country. Obviously, you need prayer every day if you're a police officer. But thank you for your service, for all of you who have served. As I've said a minute ago, whether you've been in the military, even if it was like National Guard or something, and if you've been a police officer at any level, whether it be city police, state police, FBI, thank you for your service. It really means a lot. Helps make our country part of what it is, as we recognize our veterans. And because all these veterans are people who have made sacrifices so that we as America, as an American country, could still enjoy the freedoms that we still have left as a country, as there are people who want to take these freedoms away, but we have to stay the course and pray against that, because there are plans that the wicked have, that certain people in power have, and they're not good. I'm not going to sit here and claim like I know it all. I don't know all of it, but I do know that there are powers that be that have plans that are not good. And about that, that's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. Because to a degree, that's all I know about that. And even if I did know everything there was to know about it, there would be things that I would not say on this program. But again, like I said, for those of you who have served, it really means so much. And so this is regardless of whether you're a man in blue or a woman in blue, you know, if you're in blue, or whether you're in green, meaning, you know, you served in the military. Maybe you're a leatherneck, which is what they call those who have been in the Marines. And like I said, I'm grateful for you. And for all that, your service. And now, listeners, you see someone with their military uniform on, whether it's Veterans Day or not, you should always thank them. If you can see their uniform that says, you know, Marines or Army or whatever, thank them. Don't be ashamed. Go up to them and do it. I'll appreciate it. And so, and even our police officers, imagine where we would be without them. It wouldn't be safe without them. And I'm so glad that the city of Minneapolis voted down the proposal to defund the police. I was very glad that the voters went out there, made their voices heard, and said, nope, we're not doing that. And so, amen. Amen. Now, speaking of being grateful, we have Thanksgiving coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. And I will say, similar to what I said yesterday, it's a time to be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you have. You know, and not just for what you have, but be grateful, you know, those of you who know Jesus, be grateful that you're saved. I'm grateful that I'm saved. And different things, you know, that I'm grateful for, that I have people that, like, for my parents that love me. So many different things that I'm grateful for. And over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be talking a bit about Thanksgiving. As it gets closer, we'll be talking about giving thanks. We'll also discuss, you know, the first Thanksgiving and what have you. How did it become the national holiday that it is? And different things like that. And furthermore, when it comes to Black Friday, no, nothing against Black Friday if you're going to do it at all. I'll likely be out there myself on Black Friday, you know, with my mom. But we'll probably go see how the malls are and what have you. But don't be that person who on Thanksgiving Day was, oh, I'm so thankful for my family, for this wonderful food at this table. Thankful, you know, for all these wonderful things, to have a house, to have all this and all this and this and thankful, to, you know, for all these different things. And then when Black Friday hits, or even like in like 2019 and before, on Thanksgiving, when Thanksgiving night hits, rush the door at a Walmart near you, or rush into your mall, you know, your Target or your Walmart or your wherever, run to the back of the TV section, make that TV fly off the shelf, and then get into a fight with someone over the last TV. You know there's people who do that, who did that in the last few years, right, Rachel? Yeah, they'll say, well, they should have just paused and said, I'm thankful for, if they knew that they were going to do that about the TV within the next 24 hours, you know what I mean? And people are, like, they'll go from I'm thankful for, and then, like, 24 hours later or less, they'll be that person who, of course, it's one thing if you're going to be out there, but don't get into fights over the TV, you know, or whatever you're fighting over when the serpent or over a shirt or over whatever it is. You know, behave. But, you know, if you're going to go out there, behave yourself. And usually by the time I get out there, even if I'm there at the same time when they are, usually where I go to, they're generally more well-behaved because I tend to go to more so the actual malls as opposed to your Walmart, Target, Best Buy. And I feel like your mall crowd is a bit different. Though it can be very heavy. By heavy, I mean, you know, lots of people packed. But, you know, if you had determined you were going to go out there, you know, go have a good time, go see what you can find in that. But when you're that person who is back there, you know, running back there to get that last TV on that shelf, wouldn't you say, Rachel, that shows that you're coveting? And when you get in the fight with someone over it? I would say that's coveting. That's not just you want to buy it. That's coveting, isn't it? Yeah. And we, listeners, we shouldn't be doing that. And I wouldn't care if I was in there and really wanted it. You know, I wouldn't be doing that. So, nonetheless, it's time to be thankful. And tonight we're going to continue teaching the love walk, which is something I had started yesterday, and we're going to continue on in that tonight, because yesterday I had felt that I was supposed to teach on it. And one of the things we had discovered last night, listeners, is now though I might have known this, and I did, yes, but when I say discovered like that, I'm like in our study in the Bible, which we did. That's why I say it like that when I say we discovered. What we discovered last night is, I mean, someone who doesn't forgive, someone who does not walk in love toward their brother or their sister or whoever, they don't walk in love towards someone, you know, like a family member or whatever, they are walking in darkness. Even if they do everything else right, but they're not walking in love toward their brother or whoever. And it not only says that, it says they're walking in darkness that blinds them. The darkness blinds their eyes. Blinds their eyes. Think about that. So that their spiritual eyes are blinded, even though their natural eyes may still be able to see. This is talking about, like, their spiritual eyes are made dark because of what they've been doing. And so we'll continue on tonight talking about the love walk. And I know maybe last night I kind of made you bleed a little bit. Tonight we'll see if we can fill you up. We'll see. Hopefully, yes. We'll just see if we can possibly sew you up. And then, of course, we do have sports to talk about in a bit. We have Michigan playing an important game this weekend. Another season definer, a season defining game. Michigan State will be looking to get back on track. We'll talk about that. Also, you have that team to the south playing. We'll talk about them. And then we have a couple of NFL games to pick this weekend. And we'll see if I can get back on track after the miserable weekend I had this last weekend with picks. Because I don't know if you know this, Rachel, but I went 1 out of 4. Of the 4 games I picked, I only got 1 right. Because Michigan won, which I figured they would. State did not win. I thought they would. And then both of those NFL games I picked, both of them, I thought Tennessee would lose. They won. And then the other one I picked that I thought the other team would have won, and they didn't. I thought the Saints would have won. And therefore, I was 1 out of 4, 25%. I think worst I did all year. There was a time a couple of years ago where I went 0 for 4. I still don't get how I did that. It was right before. It was real close to Christmas. Maybe it was the Grinch trying to send me a message. I don't know. Maybe the Grinch was trying to send me a message and maybe I didn't get it. Or maybe it was the Grinch sending me a message and I purposely chose to ignore it. Could have that been it? Yeah, because and so obviously we'll see how it all turns out this weekend. So the plan is for right now that shows will still be running as normal unless we have church service at my church on November the 24th. Which is a Wednesday instead of a Thursday. I'll let you know in the next 2 weeks. When I find out. If we don't have it, then I will be live on the show doing a broadcast as I would normally be. And so it's going to be a good show tonight. I know that for a fact. And so I want to remind you folks real quick about our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life, the faithfulness of God. And how faithful God has been. God really has been faithful, not just to me, but to my family. And over the years, it talks about what's happened to us over the years. God wrote the book. No, my mom wrote the book, excuse me. Because she felt in her spirit that she was supposed to write the book. And I'm grateful that she obeyed and wrote the book. Because obviously it's not good to be in disobedience, so I'm glad that she was in obedience. Because, of course, obedience is important. And so, you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book. Now the book can be a blessing into your life. And I pray that as you read the book, it will be a blessing to your life and it can strengthen your walk with God. And can be a blessing to you because I really do want to see you get blessed. It's not just something. I hope that the book really can be a blessing for you. If you just make the decision to read the book. And so, by the way, you can when you buy it, you can buy it for someone else. Give it to them as a Christmas present. Again, riversofmiracles.com. For more info and to purchase the book. And you can also buy the book on Amazon. And the other thing I want to mention to you is our PayPal. This show has been a blessing to your life. Which I pray it has been. I honestly pray that this show has been a blessing to your life. Those of you who have been tuning in for a while, and even those of you who are new, I pray that it's been a blessing. And you can go to paypal.com. You want to sow a seed? You can type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, is the first name, and then Shukla is the last name. And then after you do that, you'll be able to decide whatever amount you want to give. And I feel that you should give according to what you purpose in your heart. I'm not going to decide for you what you should give. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, let him give according to what he purposes in his heart. Let him give according to what he feels. That's why I'm not going to be sitting here screaming at you, telling you how much you need to give. And every time you sow a seed, I pray over it. Every time you sow a seed. The verse that I want to sow into your life is Luke 6:38, where it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down. Shaken together and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Now look at the first word of that verse. Didn't say tithe, and it shall be given unto you. Yes, tithe is very, 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 very important. Amen. Tithe is very important. And you are supposed to tithe. And tithe is 10% of the first fruits of your income. 10% of the income. But it didn't say tithe, didn't say pray. It didn't, you know, didn't say fast, didn't say go to church and it shall be given unto you. Didn't say read your Bible and it shall be given. It said give and it shall be given unto you. As I said, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. And I think about the story of the lady who put in everything that she had to live on. That lady put in the offering when Jesus was, when they were taking a trophy, they were taken. Everybody was just sowing seed, putting, you know, their offerings in the treasury. So it'd be like they were taking an offering. And many people put in all these big, huge offerings, many coins, many. It'd be like them putting in many dollars, like there were people giving large amounts of money. But then there was this lady who was a widow. She did not put in a big offering in terms of like a lot of money. But she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had to live on. All. Not to be like that. You don't have to put in everything that you have to live on. You don't have to put in your whole paycheck. But it can be good to give well above and beyond what you otherwise would. Maybe. But it's not like you should necessarily give your whole paycheck and have nothing to live on. No. You have to be able to live. Have to. But, you see, God looks on the heart. That's how he looks at it. The percent. Not necessarily the how many dollars. And we should stop this idea. Any of you listeners who are thinking this idea that God loves me more if I'm rich, or he loves me more if I'm poor, or he loves me the most because I'm middle class. Hey, God loves you the same regardless of your income. And now we're going to get into we'll sing a couple songs, and then we're going to get into the word of God for this evening. Mercy falls from your heart down on me. mercy down on me. A million words could not describe how wonderful your perfect life. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. My heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. My eyes focus on your beautiful eyes. A million tongues could not express how wonderful your holiness. My heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. Yes, my eyes focus on your beautiful light. A million tongues could not express how beautiful your holiness. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. My life is yours, will be forever. My life is yours, and it will be forever. My life is yours, it will be forever. My life is yours. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. To your hands I commit again with all I am. I will trust in you. You hold my world in the palm of your hand. and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. With all I am. I walk with you wherever you go, through the tears and joy. I trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. With all I am. I will worship. I will worship you. 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 Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. With all I am, I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship. you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. And I'm desperate for you, oh, and I'm lost without you, This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. Oh, I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. Oh, I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. Ooh, Lord, desperate for you. Oh, I'm desperate for you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. My daily bread. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Yes, your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And without you. And I'm desperate for you, you, Lord. Oh, I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you, Father God. We love you tonight, and we thank you for what you mean to us. We thank you for what you did for us. You died on the cross for us. Jesus, you sacrificed your life. So we're so glad that you did that for us, that you would do that for a wretch like me. And I thank you, Father God, that you came for us. And Heavenly Father, we honor you for that. And I pray, Lord God, that we would all realize what you've done for us and what it means for us, that we would come to that realization of what this means for us. Thank you, Lord God, for that. And now I thank you for the show tonight. Thank you for all of these listeners who have tuned in tonight, for all the wherever they are tuning in from, whether they're from here with me in Michigan or across America, across the world, wherever they're from. Thank you, Lord, that they are tuning in. And I pray that these storms that are coming against us, that you would cease, that these storms are slowed down and stopped. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you just slow, that these things are just come to naught. They're trying to harass us and get in our way. And Lord God, I pray strength over us right now. Strength to our minds. Strength to our bodies. Healing to our bodies. I pray that healing comes to every one of us right now. And that every area of our body and in our mind, that we would just be well, and that everything that's not working right would begin to work right the way that you, Lord God, made it to work. And I thank you that your word is not void. In fact, all your promises are yes and amen. And that's what we say to you, Lord God, yes and amen. And I thank you, Father, that you will move on our behalf. I thank you for this, that every need represented by these listeners tonight, that you meet all the needs represented by every one of these listeners. Whatever the needs are, you meet them. Whatever the needs, thank you that you're just meeting them.
and you're just being right there with us, being there for us. You're fighting for us, Father. I thank you for that. And I just thank you for everything you're doing on our behalf. Pray that these listeners would have a heart to, if they would have a heart that they, tonight, that they would concentrate on you and concentrate on the word, your word tonight for this next little bit as we study your word. And we, as we discuss the love walk and I thank you for that tonight. And now, Lord God, I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors come into this program, that finances come into this program, increases in listenership come into this program, huge amounts of new listenership, heaps of new listeners come into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Lord, as a result of this great radio program, in Jesus' matchless name. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of 1 John chapter 3. Praise God, 1 John 3. And I want to encourage you for the next little bit, follow along. Whatever I do here, where I am, you do. The same thing as I do, wherever you are. Just be a part for the next little bit as we're going to study this love walk. I'm going to begin in 1 John 3, verse 1. This is part 2. Last night, we talked about the love walk as well. We looked at 1 John 1 and 2. Now we're looking at chapter 3 of 1 John. So I just given you a minute to get that, to turn there. Hallelujah. If you get to 2 John and 3 John and Jude, now it's to Revelation, you've run a little bit too far. Praise God. I'm going to begin with verse 1. How great is the love that the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the word does not, the reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. For in him is no sin. No one who lives in him just keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on just sinning because he has been born. He has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God. Got that? Nor is anyone who does not love his brother. Now pay attention to these verses coming right up here. We're going to start with verse 11. This is the message that you heard from the beginning. We must love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother Abel. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's actions were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed over, we have crossed over from death to life because we love our brothers. Again, and as I said before, even last night, that means sister, that means, you know, we love each other. Anyone who does not love, anyone who does not walk in love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but he has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, do not let us love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. In other words, don't let us love in the tongue, but rather let us love in actions and in truth. This, then, is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and we receive from him anything that we ask because we obey his commands and we do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us.
Those who obey his commands live in him, and he lives in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit that he gave us. Huh. So, you see, love, as we even talked about this last night, love is not just this, always this lovey-dovey, happy-happy, I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. Nope, I'm not going to say anymore. Nope. Bye-bye, Barney. Sorry about that. The love is not just always happy-go-lucky, lovey-dovey. No. Sometimes there'll be disagreements. Sometimes you need to correct. Sometimes it's not just always, you know, this easy thing. And sometimes people may have made you upset or something, and you still got to love them. We discussed yesterday how in John, Jesus said, a couple different things in John that it said about love. One is, this is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Another verse on love that's in John. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. You got to love one another. That doesn't mean you agree with what they're doing. And if they're living in sin, you don't have to agree with that. You shouldn't agree with that. And at the end of this chapter, gave basically two commandments from Jesus. One is that we believe in him. That means you can't be doubting him. And of course, part of that is in order to have faith, we have to first believe in him. We have to believe that he exists. And we have to have faith in order to please him. In order to do right by him, we have to have faith. We have to have love one for another. And if we hate each other, we're not just absent of love, but we're not truly walking in him. You're not walking in love. You're not walking in God. According to the Word of God. And if you don't like it tonight, then, well. Of course, you won't like everybody all the time. Guaranteed. But the world should not always love us. They shouldn't. You know, it's good if when there's people that are nice and stuff and all that kind of stuff, but at the same time, you know. And, of course, if you don't have love,
one for another, the love of God. The love of Christ is not in you. Really, Miracle Man? Yep. Exactly. If you don't have love one for another, then the love of Christ is not in you. But if you do have love one for another, and you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, then the love of Christ is in you. And it's not a hard concept to understand. That if you have love for one another and you have Jesus in your heart, then the love of Christ is in you. And it's a wonderful thing. And of course, if you have love for people, you're much more apt to have good self-control. And love, and by the way, folks, love is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Along with joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, long-suffering, you know, and self-control. Which means if you love somebody, here's what you shouldn't be doing. You're driving down the road. They're in the other lane. Maybe you're both going the same way. And then you just decide to just go over there and cut them off. I would hope that if you love them that you wouldn't be doing that. Rachel, have you cut off someone that you knew?
Yeah.
Why'd you do it? I'm not in your car. In your car when you're driving. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I've never done that.
That's what I was teasing about, like in your car. When I was teasing about it, that's about in your car, folks. Like maybe you just, and then you just decide, I'm just going to get in the other lane and I'm just going to. By the way, folks, I think these cars need to have beepers on them so they can detect when you do that to somebody. Because obviously if you love them, you shouldn't be doing that. And even kids need to work on this. You're supposed to love each other. Because it can be easy, you know, to, you know, you got siblings, for sibling rivalry and all that. It was something I had to work on when I was younger. I honestly had to work on it because there was times my brother was just, well, we'll leave that alone. I've forgiven him and moved on. And I truly do love him. I love him. And when it talks about loving your brother, that's not just your brother. That means like those around you, your family, your because I don't want you to sit there and think, oh, he's only talking about men and brothers. No. I've clarified that before, that it also means woman. And that it goes outside of just the family unit. And this idea that we are children of God. I wanted to spend a couple minutes on that, just as a reminder. We are children of God. We are children of God. Children of God. Children of God, regardless of how old we are. Doesn't matter whether you're 3, 13, 23, 33, 43, or 93, or 103. I can't find a verse where it says, you then become an adult of God. And then you become a senior citizen of God and a grandpa or grandma of God. Can't find that. There's not even a verse in there that says, I'm God's grandma. I'm God's grandma. Sounds funny. You know, like that old song. You've heard of that old song, I'm my own grandpa, haven't you? It's an old song. It's funny, but, you know. But, nope, that's not in there. It says we are all children of God. And then those who are not, you know, you're not child of God, you know, people should know whether you're a child of God or a child of the devil. We should be children of God. And one of the things about being a child of God is your love. Children of God have love one for another, period. If you're a child of God, then you show love one for another. Doesn't matter what that other person's trying to do to you. Gotta love them. Well, I hate that person. They rubbed me the wrong way. You may not like what they did to you. Maybe they did make you feel real bad. Maybe they did hurt you. But that doesn't mean you just start hating someone just because they did that. You might really despise what they did. And if what they did was truly sin, then you should despise that sin. So the last thing I'll say about this, and then we'll move on, is the two commands from Jesus. One is believe in him. It's required that you believe in him. Two is love one another. Jesus commanded that. Wasn't a suggestion. Mandatory. Have to have love one for another. Have to. It's not an option. If you want to be walking in the light and you want to be considered a child of God and want all the benefits that Jesus has, Lord God, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that you would help us to love one another. Whether they've really been good to us or they've rubbed us the wrong way and have done us wrong. Because we really are supposed to love one another, even though we don't necessarily have to like everybody, but we are supposed to walk in love. And I thank you that you would help us with that. And that you would just help us to always live, you know, with love and to love everyone, even though we don't have to agree with everything that people do, they'll help us to love them. As we are required to love. And I thank you, Lord God, that we would be doers of your word tonight. tonight and not just hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We have football this weekend. Michigan high school football is now in regionals, but most of the local teams here are done. Freeland, Frankenmuth, and a couple others are about the only teams left. They've all lost. A bunch of them have lost early on. For college football, on Saturday at noon from Happy Valley, you have Michigan taking on Penn State. Nittany Lions. At that rowdy place to be. Michigan did well against Indiana, but injuries have been getting to the Wolverines of late, which makes this game kind of a question mark, depending on how the injuries have played out. As there was a couple injuries during the Indiana game. So part of that depends on the health of Michigan on Saturday. If they're more healthy, they can have a chance. If not, then could be a win for Penn State, but I don't expect a blowout from Penn State. They had lost three in a row, including to that team to the south. On the Michigan side, it depends on what McNamara can do. And they have a quarterback who is a freshman. And all he can do from here basically is improve, which I do expect him to improve. But for this game, my honest prediction, we are Penn State, 28, wishing again, 26. Michigan will lose last second on a as Penn State will rally for a touchdown near the end of the game and will win that game. This is just my prediction, the way I see it going. Hopefully Michigan wins this one. MSU, they're playing Maryland. Maryland is not a great team this year. They haven't really surprised a lot of teams that much either. Michigan State could do a better job of coverage. You may remember, Rachel, when hearing about how during that Michigan game, there were commentators on the Michigan side that were saying that Michigan State could not cover anybody, remember? So Michigan must start doing better on coverage. They must do better on coverage if they want to win the rest of the way out. I do think, however, they will beat Maryland this time. So my prediction is O-State 30, Maryland 19. That stadium down south, that state to the south versus Purdue. Purdue is riding high after a win against Michigan State,
who was riding momentum after beating Michigan. But then they went to Purdue and they lost to Purdue. Now the Boilermakers must play the Bucks. They've been in a couple of relatively close games the last 2 weeks. Does Purdue have some magic left in them? Or are the Bucks going to come in there and just decide, you know, we got to get better. We got to play that state up north in 2 weeks. So when I look at this game and I think about the Bucks and think about Purdue, my honest prediction, low, high, and outside, 34, hard-boiled, 22. Bucks will win 34-22. We'll stay unbeaten in the Big Ten as of now. I mean, as of, you know, after the game Saturday, that's what will show is that OSU is still unbeaten in the Big Ten. You say, Miracle Man, are you ready to pick the game of Michigan versus that team of the South? No. No. I will pick that game the last show before that game takes place. That is when I will pick it. I have to see Michigan play both of the next two games before then. I have to see how that team to the South does in their last two games. Then I can give you my honest, unbiased opinion as to who I think is going to win the game, as it's been called over the years. That's kind of why I said it like that, the game. All right. NFL. Oh, the lowly Detroit Lions going to Pittsburgh on Sunday to take on the Steelers, a.k.a. the Men of Steel. Folks, I am sorry to tell you, but it does not appear that there is anything new in this game. There have been one of the times a few years ago when they meet, the Lions outplayed the Steelers but still found a way to lose at Ford Field. Remember that one? Remember that time when they outplayed them but still found a way to lose? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but that happened once. But anyhow, this time, when I look at this game and I'm going to predict it, what I see this time is the Lions are coming off a bye week, which could help somewhat. Do I think that it might be somewhat of a close game? Yes, I do. So, prediction, Man of Steel, 28, lying down, 21. Detroit will get a touchdown, I believe, in the last couple minutes of the game to make it closer, but it won't be enough to win the game. But they will rally. They'll get it closer. Do I think they can win a game this year? I do. But I don't know when that'll be, to be honest. Okay. The last game that I'm going to pick is Rams 49ers Monday night. You have the Rams from Los Angeles that have been playing very well, but then they fell to the Titanic. As Tennessee went in there and sunk the ship of the Rams, they sunk Stafford's ship. The Titans went in there and sunk it. Can the 49ers go in there and win the game? My honest prediction for Monday Night Football, Ram Trucks, 31-18-49-25. All right, folks, until next time, I speak Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. And I want to say, until next time, God first, God always, and thank you to all of our veterans. And remember, until next time, God first, God always. God first, God always, and tell someone about Jesus. So long, everybody.